Pickaxe.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Abrupt.
I remember when I bought my first electric guitar and sat in my room and just strummed an open chord as well, Christopher.
Hey, a huge thanks
to Callum.
Cheers,
for
Callum.
That wonderful finkle there. There is
what? What was that?
2.5 minutes.
Is there a longer bit that something comes in?
Yeah.
There's
right, okay. 2.5 minutes of it at the end there.
Oh, so shit, okay.
Look forward to that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for tuning in. Welcome to the Hatchet podcast.
Mm-hmm. What episode number is it? Oh, 127, there you
127,
go.
If you care. Which is the same amount of hours that James Franco spent wedged
with his
between
arm trapped in a
he did it for real, didn't
he? Method. Film.
He did. James Franco.
It was a film.
Which one was it? The older one or the younger one?
It was James
not the
older one.
The older one.
The pervy one. Yeah.
The perv.
127 hours. He didn't do that for real though.
Yeah, he did.
It was based on a real person who did lose their arm.
They both
lost. The real person did it.
Did they use a pen knife?
A small pen knife. I think so.
Yeah.
And fucking hell, that would be rough.
I mean. Worth making a film about, though, to be fair.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I've seen it.
Badass.
Yeah, when he cuts in, yeah.
Have you seen, the film or the actual act? You're just shaking your head.
No, I haven't seen people cutting their hands off.
Yeah, but you have seen people cutting other people's heads off.
Yeah, but that's early YouTube.
Welcome to
the early internet. Welcome
to Hatchet. Doesn't mean you haven't seen it.
My name's Ross Holmby. Welcome.
You can't disassociate because it was old internet. Just because it was 144p.
It still happened to you.
144p memories.
Right. I wonder if we can AI upscale it so you can see it in full clarity in the year 2023.
Oh, fingers crossed. Oh, I want to relive the death of my grandfather. This is just like, what's it called? Debs, right? That film with Nick Offerman.
Sure.
Film, TV show. Great TV show. Same
really
deal. Exactly that premise. Love it.
And they're just trying to find Jesus or something.
Yeah, well, they just simulate what did Jesus look like? Here he is wandering around, and they're all like,
go into
because they're
Americans.
Jesus
is real as well.
Huh?
The fact that they can be like, oh, Jesus is real, and but is he there?
Confirming
well,
shit.
There's pretty good chance that somebody like Jesus was real. We've been through this.
But he did the thumb trick, and everyone was like, whoa.
He did the thumb trick. Yeah,
holy fuck.
Yeah, that was it. Did the
That's
thumb trick.
Impressive. That is.
I mean,
imagine man.
Yeah.
All right, hypotheticals.
All right.
Thank you very much to our patrons. This was a very last minute recording of Hat Chat. So a big shout out to our patrons for coming in hot and voting on the hypotheticals for this week. And the most voted on one is the following.
Okay, here it is. You receive immortality.
Here we go.
But
again.
You must die and possess the bodies of your descendants to attain it.
Mm. Shit.
All right.
Wait, so
it's the big paragraph.
Do they lose?
Okay, let's go into the big paragraph.
Thing.
Okay, you have been bestowed with a unique benefit / curse in which upon the birth of your first child, you will live on through them. You will always die from unpredictable causes as your first child is born. A heart attack, aneurysm, drive-by shooting, childbirth complications.
Holy shit!
Your consciousness will then rest dormant for about 4 years and possess the child at age 4. Why
so
4?
Bizarre.
So does the child just suddenly just get deleted, basically?
At which point you will become the child. You retain all your memories and knowledge.
Are you dead up until that point?
Fuck, I don't fucking
you're
know.
You're drifting like spirit.
Oh, no, you feel like you're asleep, I'm sure. You retain all your memories and knowledge. Once you grow up and if you... Hang on, sorry. Did you copy and paste this from somewhere?
Yeah.
Once you grow up and you have another child, the cycle repeats. You will always be a member of a family with a long history of mother, father, deaths at childhood.
So basically,
of course, you can always avoid this curse by avoiding procreation. and choose to die of old age, or an accident could still kill you
or
normally.
Or drive by shooting.
So there's a big window there. You could die and not
just
come back.
Don't have a child.
Just don't have a kid. But if you have a kid and you die, you are doomed to replace that child.
Okay, yes. So it says, would you engage with this power? What would you realistically first do after opening your eyes as a four-year-old child? How many times would you use this power if you did use it?
So basically, I don't think any sane person could come up. Can you come up with a good argument of why you would use this power?
Why I would become my child?
Why you would kill not only kill a child, kill your own child? Like what?
Possessive rights, right?
And also, like,
you've got to be like an ultimate sociopath to do this.
I need to read this again.
What if, right?
Yeah,
I spread my load so that I knew there's going to be five births at the same time.
Yeah.
Which four-year-old am I possessing? Or do I get split between them all? Or does it pick one and the others survive? So that way it's a lottery.
Well, so this is what you're describing.
So I think that's benevolent.
You're describing like the firing range, like way of managing things. So you know how back in the day when we used to execute people by firing line, especially in the army and shit like that. Like,
I remember, yeah.
In this country, you mean?
In many countries, this was
done. I'm sure it's done today.
But one of the ways that they would assuage the, I don't know if that's the right word, but one of the ways they would soothe the worries of the people that are participating in the firing line is they would say only three of the five shooters actually had bullets in their gun. Everybody else, the other ones had blanks. So that when you all shoot at the same time, none of you know who actually killed the guy, right? So like basically,
what if you're a crack shot? You're like, yeah.
But because you don't know whether your gun was loaded. You know that it goes bang because it's a blank.
I put my own bullet in.
You don't really
You put a handful of pennies in.
I'll make sure I get it.
That's a Millennium 50p. I know that was me.
I mark my bullets. I'm going to go check.
But yeah, so like this would be a way that that's kind of what you're suggesting, Trot, where like you spread it. I mean, you could even have sometimes when you like, you know, you're shooting blank, sometimes when you're not. You'd never really know, right? You wouldn't know if that.
I would.
But in this hypothetical, you're guaranteed to wake up as your kid.
Yeah.
Would you do this? No, you wouldn't. Would you? You'd do this. You'd wipe a...
You would have fucked your mum. That's what people are saying. You would have...
What?
How's that come into this?
Well, you would have fucked your mum to get your own child. So
Yeah, because you're the product of...
And also, obviously, I'm guessing you love this woman or you want to be with this woman and then you're the woman's child. That's complicated.
That is complicated.
That's fucking things up a bit.
Hello. So there you go. So you got
this
the name for the
hell.
Film.
This is...
Oedipus.
Oedipus is the name of the film.
Oedipus Rising.
Yeah.
You know, like...
But can we, like, Americanize the spelling of it? Because having the O at the start's a bit silly, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We'll call it, like, I don't know, Eddie.
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 And it's just a... It's going to be like, what? Look who's talking, whatever. Where it's,
yeah.
The baby is you, but you're just... You want to fuck your own mum.
That's what...
Or you don't, or you're, like... That's a fucking weird scenario to think about.
it's a bit of a strange one, yeah.
And then you're 4 years old.
But you've got
an adult brain.
Like bashing.
You've got all your memories.
Yeah, but you then also have the cognitive, like, disimpairment of, like, being a child where you haven't really learned how to, like, use your limbs properly. Because your limbs are a different size.
So you just feel like
you've just got
fucking confused and also just
trapped
physically
in a baby body.
Impotent.
You'll grow into it. It'll just take, like, 10 years.
But surely you would be pretty good at things.
You'd be cognitively probably quite smart.
Your
but you've got to think about
do you think this is what is happening with those kids who, you know, do all their GCSEs at nursery or whatever?
No, they're being hothoused by their parents.
Sure.
They're living
they're still getting the grades.
They are. Well, no,
so
actually,
maybe they are.
Literally a couple of days ago, I was watching a thing about this, about how we think of child prodigies as that they'll advance into their later life, like, in the same manner, you know,
so just exponentially
keep exactly
going.
That is completely false. So most child prodigies get very good at one or two things and then they don't take that into later life. In fact, it can almost be a hindrance because there's so much expectation and pressure heaped upon you that you almost burn out. They say that the truly successful individuals are actually generalists, people who are able to link disparate ideas. A lot of the problem with child prodigies is they're too focused. Ultimately, it's like, yeah, you can play the piano really well, great, or yeah, you get really good at this, but they aren't necessarily good at developing sort of ideas outside the box because they're so focused.
And once they've grown up, they're just an adult with the same skills as another person that's spent more time learning the piano.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're saying, like,
I think a part of my conversation then was me assuming that the child prodigy was a pianist.
Do you want to beat the child pianist as well? When they get older, you're like, yeah, you got really good, but I've just spent 15 years of my adult life and I'm as good.
So I'm going to keep popping out 4-year olds
and try to possess them.
I'm going to wait for the child prodigy, then possess that one.
Right.
Wait, so you would get several 4-year olds and then die?
Well, yeah, my initial one was like, what if I have multiple births at the same time? Yeah. Which one do I inhabit?
Well, you have to die within a 4-year period of the old child being alive.
Yeah.
Would you breastfeed?
There's so many fucking factors here. At 4 years old?
Yes, I breastfeed.
Would you breastfeed?
At 4, no. That's not.
It's fuel.
It's not fuel. I don't think kids. Are they? Fuel, are they fed at 4?
I was fed until I was about 9 or 10 years old. I was breastfed.
No way. That's a lie. That's a lie.
No, I do. I love it. I drink it even now. It's I have porridge every morning with breast milk in it. Don't judge.
You can buy it online.
Don't judge me.
There are some that there are people who
milkers.
Do,
yeah.
But they also feed them into like their early teens.
Well, also there are people who
that's fucked up.
There's a soup. There are super. Is it called like mass? I've forgotten the word today. When you like produce milk, there's a name for it. But there are like super milkers, basically
mega milkers.
Mega milkers is a bad name. Yeah. But essentially, there are women who produce either huge amounts of milk, or they produce milk even in like beyond childbirth. If you know what I mean, and they send that breast milk to needy people. Ultimately, people who either are too malnourished. I'll get to that. Too malnourished. The kids, you know, the mother can't produce milk. The kids have lost their mothers, or Twitch streamers who just need a boost in the morning.
Yeah. You know? And that's me.
That's you.
And that's the new energy brand I'm trying to promote.
We tried making Nan's milk, I think.
We did, yeah.
Which again is disturbing.
If your Nan's milk let you live forever, you'd probably drink it,
wouldn't
you?
That's a good hypothetical.
If your Nan's milk was like the elixir of life.
The problem is,
it's got bits.
As soon as you bottle it, it loses its potency.
Right.
Can I sieve them out? Can I sieve it or not?
No, it's got to come straight from the tit. And every so often, when you get like a cookies and cream milkshake, and every so often, bits of Oreo get stuck in the tube. So you got to suck really hard, and suddenly a load of Oreo just shoots into your mouth. Except this isn't Oreo. This is congealed old lady milk.
so disgusting.
I thought of something more disgusting.
Go on then.
Do we want this in Hat Chat? Okay.
Well, we don't know what it is. Is it something about nodules?
Immortal elixir, right?
Yeah.
Nan, she produces it even in death.
Ah.
Do you continue to stay immortal?
She produces what now? She does.
She continues to produce the immortal elixir even in death.
So she becomes like this. How do you... What happens there?
Put her in a fucking fridge. I'll tell you that. You want to get her cold. Because she's going to start decomposing fast.
What would people say?
My Nan's got a big chest freezer.
Who knows
freezer.
About this?
Like, there's a freezer in my grandma's garage that's big enough to fit her in it. 100%. I've almost fallen in it several times as a child. She was always like, well, be careful. You won't fall in the freezer and die. And it's huge.
That's so
jokes on you, Nan.
Jokes on you, Nan.
You're going to be in that freezer.
Yeah.
Jesus. But no one else knows.
Well, she doesn't. She could be sucking her own tit, couldn't she?
How are you doing it? She must know that someone's sucking her tit.
Well, it's not a stealth thing.
She adamantly tells you.
She says you need to be a big, strong boy.
And how long until you fucking find out that's not true? Do you know what I mean?
I'm aging now.
I've been sucking my Nan's dead tits for years, hoping that I'm immortal, but I'm still aging and I've just got an illness. Oh, so maybe it's not fucking true. Jesus.
Right, hold that thought.
What a test.
I'm holding it.
That's a test for a lot of things. Like, I mean, my God.
So you're telling me no.
It's hard to prove. What would convince you
that tantalizing that that's true? Idea
what
that
convince
it
you?
Could be real?
How?
Is that enough to make you do it?
No. It really isn't.
What if there was a flake?
I feel like someone on the street could just be like, yo, if you suck my dick, you become immortal. It's like, if you just say, well, I'm going to roll the dice on that. Come here, bro. Like, that's not going to happen.
All right, there's a bit more evidence
than
that.
And if Nanny comes around and she's like, well, I've still got some milk and it's the elixir of life.
Nan keeps bringing around boyfriends that keep getting younger.
They're de-aging.
They're de-aging every time you see them. And that's enough.
And you know it's the same person. And you're like, wow, you look 10 years younger. What have you been doing? That's, sucking my nan's tits. That's the, yes, he has.
Everyone does.
Yes.
This is so bizarre. There's like a fucking fountain in the middle of the city. It's like, who's at the middle of the fountain?
Welcome to Nanstown.
Nanstown.
Nantucket.
And what would the name of the series be?
I think with undeniable...
Nanabout Town? Nannery Glands.
With undeniable Nannery evidence, glands. It'd be hard not to, right?
Yeah. You tell me something's the elixir of life, I'm probably going to drink it. That's the problem I'm up against.
Not
you would
it.
Wait. You would
what
if some stranger came up to you and said that, that you know sucking their dick would cause you to live forever?
But you met that guy too.
I do feel younger.
We're all gonna live forever.
Hold on.
We've all been sucking up this guy who keeps going around the streets.
He's like a really.
And through our own superstition and worry, we've been sucking him off regularly.
So have we got Nansucktit is like a. A potential place.
Yeah. As long as you wouldn't rather choose death, like, whatever it is, you're going to do it, right? Like, there's,
I don't know what it, no. You don't know. How do you know? What's the proof?
If there was undeniable
I asked him,
proof.
What's the proof? How do you, did your nan prove to you that?
You got
to
wait, like, a couple of years. See and what happens. Age. Like, Trot says, like.
See if you.
It's got to be noticeable.
What? Yeah.
Like you say, like, nan's boyfriend. Keeps getting younger. I swear just feel like this younger. Is
Turns unless out. It's more of a case of like someone's on their deathbed and you're like, Nan, give him the milk. And it's like, oh, he's suddenly doing a Grandpa Joe. He's out of bed. He's That's tap dancing. Now he's smearing his hands all over the walls yeah. of a
it's
fizzy
be,
lifting drink.
That's the problem with this Nan's milk. It's got to be a continual dosage. It's just not like a one hit medicine.
No. Yeah,
it's That's, a daily.
Oh God, okay.
It's like what people do with CBD. You just start putting in like, all sorts of products, like a cream cheese for toast in the morning.
It's like Rapunzel, you see, Tangled.
If yeah. you could turn into cheese, I would eat that over the sucking straight from the source. No?
I think it's splitting hairs.
Because you can... I don't think I'm splitting hairs. If it was a cheese, at least you could put it in something and then try to forget that it was where it came from.
This is very different
Just
from
like we do with most foods we consume.
Be grateful. Don't try and forget your nan who's letting you... I mean, how do you think your nan feels about this? She doesn't want you there.
It's a gross act.
Yeah,
it's a gross,
it's a dirty secret.
I think it would change.
Why is she living forever on it? Did we decide that?
No, she dies just like everybody else. That's
why
what's
is
so
that?
Sad.
That's the ultimate
that's
curse.
What's so sad.
That would make me not believe that it's immortal milk.
Well, joke's on you, buddy. You've been 20 years time when you're like
yeah,
old.
And then all your friends laugh at you for the big prank, the great big prank of your life. You've been sucking your dead nan's tits.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Well, there we go. Well, there that's go. That's that one sorted, I think.
Nipped in the bud. Well, this one
immortal.
Was just like, we discussed this literally in the last one of kind of reincarnation. This one's just more detail. Reincarnating as your four-year-old child. You have to die and then suck on your mum's tits.
That feels like a Is whole where different we got to franchise with that? To me.
You'll be wanting your own mother at the age of four.
That's why you got to choose an ugly partner to have a kid with.
Or blind
dates. You don't want to get tempted.
He's got answers for everything. He's got answers for everything. Answers for everything. He's found a surrogate mum that he just doesn't have any interest in so that he can live again.
You find a right munter to have a kid with, then there's just no risk.
Yeah.
I use that term, obviously.
I guess, would you find...
satirical
I'm sure you'd want to find somebody someone who can support you as a single mother at the time.
That would be ideal.
That would be ideal.
Great. You see, you're thinking... Now you're thinking...
There's been 4 years. I know.
4 years.
In what gap period?
You die within those 4 years.
You die within the period of four years.
Your spirit is adrift until they come of age. What about a lights off orgy and then you don't know who the mother is?
Yeah, but there's risk there because you, like, again, what if she was like the.
But you will know who the mother is as soon as you're born by that mother.
Oh, it was you.
Like, that won't work.
No, you go no, in
as
anonymous,
you, as the,
lights
as
out.
As the adult person.
As the adult go into an orgy.
You yeah, don't know and then
who she
a
is.
Lights out orgy.
But then you possess that
but
4-year-old,
you
and you're like, oh,
this
you're
person.
The one I must have fucked, because that's your mother.
Yeah, but you need to be looked after this person. You need to be wary of who this person is.
The point is it's a stranger, right? And you don't know what you can handle.
Well, that's the worry.
I guess.
She's getting railed by 20 guys. Like, this is your mum? You want her to be looking after... You're going to be 4. You're going to be...
No, well, I was thinking... Years. Okay, maybe instead...
You have to live this reality. That's not the way you want to start.
Instead of an orgy, then, you're just the only guy. And you've got, like... I think there's 20 there's people in this room.
I can hear it got a lot of shuffling.
A lot of shuffling. Very quiet. It's like a library.
fucked. I think you want...
Maybe death is preferable.
You have to choose your own mother, and then you have to fuck her first. That's such a head fuck.
That's a hard one to make.
You have to have the mentality strong. You have strong mentality.
Going in.
At 4 years old.
Because you need to think about this before you have the kid.
You're going
to
kill a kid.
Because you need to somehow know this information. That doesn't say that you've like found or... It says you've been bestowed with a unique benefit of curse. It doesn't say you found this through some sort of tome. Or
gifted from the gods. It wasn't just a letter you received saying, oh, by the way, at the age of 4, you... Do you know what I mean? Like... So how do you know any of this to actually...
P.S. Don't drink the milk.
And then you go, fuck.
What if we treat...
Now I have to be my... The one I actually do love's kid for a bit, but then I can fuck that up when I'm of age.
It reminds me of...
And go roll the dice again.
It reminds me of Foundation a bit.
Yeah, what, the clones?
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mic's
what
fucked.
If you treated that 4-year-old like complete royalty?
Yeah.
You
testing, know, testing, okay.
You gave them like a...
Sorry.
An incredible 4 years.
Yeah, the greatest 4 years. It might be short. He may have the same lifespan as like a hamster, but what a 4 years as a hamster is all I'll say. I don't think you can have a good 4 years.
No?
I just don't. Not as a child as well.
But it'd be really good 4 years.
He's learned to walk.
Or whatever they want to do.
He's speaking quite a lot now.
A little bit.
I know he's dead.
I think that would mush your brain up. You'd get in reverse. As in
you know you killed a 4-year-old.
You know, well, yeah, you know you killed a 4-year-old, but now you have to live your life as a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
And you're like, you have to not hang out a 4-year-old. Oh,
the kid thing,
so
it doesn't
mentality
bother me
wise,
that much.
You're playing the fucking long game.
I guess you don't have to go to school, do you, or anything like
I
that.
I mean, also at this point.
This is the long game. It's like, is immortality worth this kind of fucking repetition?
I'd do it a few times. Just for the.
A few.
Honestly, it feels like
you get fatigued after the first time. You're like, I think I'm just going to not have the kid and die. Cheers.
I'm not
gonna. Bye, mum, mummy.
I mean,
wife.
Arguably, you also get like quite a lot of interest. You get
grandmum
to keep doing like
me.
The yeah. first 30 years of your life, which are like probably pretty interesting.
Yeah, but which years would you skip?
Which years would I skip? Probably like primary school. I feel like primary school.
They had some sweet songs like Kumbaya.
It was just boring. Yeah, a lot of school was boring. I think college was where for me I'd start. I'd be like college. A levels,
secondary school's a mess. Of like
secondary school's a mess. You're not.
But where's
formed.
Your head at? As a, you, where's you've your got head all at? The memories of you as an adult man.
Yeah, fuck it. I'd love it. I would genuinely
and
love
you've
it.
Just gone
you'd
back
have a
to
fucking
college.
Superpower. You'd have sure. superpowers. Like also, I feel like now I'd appreciate an education far more than you know when just, when you're when you've done like fucking.
Why would you even bother going
years.
To fucking college?
Yeah, that's true.
You're like, wait, no, I went to college my last life. I actually know all this shit. Why am I wasting time doing this?
But then you could study something different. You could learn a different thing.
I guess so. Like, I mean, to be fair, you're trapped in the body of your child, yeah. child's four, the 4-year-old child that once was.
I think, yeah. right, so...
You're in your kid's body.
You get education
fatigue. You stole
fatigue,
your kid's life.
Right? You do get education fatigue. Like, I feel like by the time you get to college and shit starts getting interesting, you're so fucking fatigued from doing primary and secondary school that you're like, oh, fuck me, education. You know? But now we've been out of it for like 15 years, wherever long we've been, 10 years or whatever.
It shows.
Like, it shows, first of all. like, the things that come out of my mouth are just ignorant. But second, I think like, oh man, I'd love to study mushrooms. I mean, you know, become a mycologist or at least learn about mycology or learn about something more specific. I think when we were growing up, we were like, we get one shot at this. What are we naturally interested in? What are we naturally good at? Yeah. Like, but if you're like having
you
another
really
go
know
at
straight
it,
away, do they?
No, you don't. No. It's so hard. It's so, I mean, everyone knows this, but it's like you're asking a person to make decisions about a person they don't know who they're going to be. You know, like as in like in 5 years time, you don't know who you're going to be. So it's sort of, it's hard. But yeah, no, I'd love it. I'd fucking love it. To do all that again.
Oh, yeah, so you'd kill a 4-year-old for it.
I would fucking suck on Nanny's titty and kill that motherfucker. That little 4-year-old, I call him something shitty as well. Ashtray.
Your name?
Ashtray.
That would become your name.
Ah, hi, I'm Ashtray. You can call me Ash.
It's like, I'm going to punish this dead kid. I'm going to give him a shitty name. Oh, wait, that's me.
He's only gonna
I clearly didn't think
of
any
life.
Of this through. Come here, Nan, let's suck on that tit.
Make that 4 years.
But when
hell.
You say it like that, it's the tone.
Oh.
Don't
if
filthy.
You could decorate it as
dress
like
it
a real
a
all
nice.
Of this is
yeah.
so fucked.
Like Christmas.
Yeah, just like Christmas.
Just go around Nan's.
Oh, hi, Nan.
Sit on the
Nan,
knee.
Just
she's dressed up. That's
for
nice. The only thing I can see that's visible of Nan is her nipple.
She's got a specially created thing, like a Handmaid's Tale almost scenario, where she's like the maternity.
It's like the Holy Grail. Yeah.
She had like a shirt with just two open holes.
Yeah, and but they're like, and they're like, sorry,
this is my drinking gown.
And they've got like symbols,
my feeding gown.
Symbols, like holy symbols all around them, and like,
you know. Is like, sorry, I double booked you. And it's like your uncle on the other one.
Ah, you get on the left one. There's two. Oh my god, this is so
thumbs up as you like. Oh, sorry, clash.
So busy
clash
today.
Heads.
Sorry about.
Sorry. Oh, were you 11:35? I had you in for 11:15.
How much is actually necessary? We don't really know. None of us really know the quantity.
You want to get a pint or two in you.
Oi, what's the best game where you get to eat pie? What's the best game where you play a dead guy? You'll find out on VG247.
Looks boring.
What are you on about?
It all of great. Their games, they look boring.
It doesn't look boring. It looks like it you're an assassin on the Isle of Man.
But it doesn't have the kind of wow.
The steampunk whale-based economy is incredible.
It's boring.
VG247's Best Games Ever podcast is ostensibly a show about figuring out what the best game in a weirdly specific category is, but it's actually just about petty arguments. You should listen to it. It's good.
Is that it? That's the whole promo?
Yeah, I was just doing
it. And that's supposed to make people subscribe, is it?
Yes.
Okay, good luck with that.
You can find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you? Do you want to get at least
much again?
I just don't understand why it has to be from the source. Like, why can't she? Why can't she breast pump kids? Like breast
Look,
pumped milk
just
is fine.
That's not how the magic works.
I don't.
Sorry, it's just not how the magic works.
This is so bizarre as a scenario. I cannot believe it.
Yeah,
you got to have a vacuum
its
seal.
Essence. It's like trying to smuggle, you know, an Oompa Loompa out of Willy Wonka's
How
chocolate
about
factory.
Exposed to oxygen, it loses its thing. So you
Yeah, that's it. Wow. That's the magic.
I did it. Science.
So if you milked her in a vacuum, you'd be all right.
Yeah, but she'd be in a vacuum. Yeah, I guess her lower half.
Yeah, we'll put her in like an iron lung like they do people in polio.
Then you have to go into her. I guess, yeah, she could be. Yeah, we could exploit
this. Is there a danger to thinking about this too much?
Maybe.
I don't know if.
I don't see it.
It sounds like you're planning something. It sounds like you've got something.
Magic Nan.
Let's make this happen.
Welcome to CITV. Next up, Magic Nan. Mm.
You'll only know when you're in the 90s and whether you're decrepit or not. Okay, good. We'll wait until then to know if I spent the last 60 years of my life.
This BBC radio presenter's gaslighted me into thinking that my nan's magic, but actually they're just enjoying traumatising me. How much therapy will it take to get rid of this particular experience?
Well, it's the show.
The True Gamble. Maybe that could be the name. The True Gamble.
The True Gamble.
Which would you rather do? Watch a live execution or drink your nan's milk?
Execution. Live execution.
You'd rather watch somebody die than suck a little bit of milk.
I don't know what. Yes.
That's horrible.
I think you're in the
What have they done?
A monster.
What's that person
you're
done?
A monster.
Why are they being killed? If
they
it's
went 40 and a 20.
Oh, that's fucked.
It was outside of school.
Did they kill someone?
It's lunchtime at school.
They haven't killed someone.
They haven't killed anyone. But you're not killing anyone by sucking on anyone's boob.
I'm assuming when you say execution that they were already on death row or whatever, ready, waiting for it. Or it was that you just a cop who just decided to get an itchy trigger finger and shoot someone in the street. That's different. If I witnessed that, I mean, who'd you call then? Do I call the police? Those folks would just bring more guns. No, we don't have that here. It's fine.
Right, okay. Well, we put that to bed.
What's the next one?
It's a violent execution.
The next one,
yeah.
The next one is, what if, says option three, is that actually the most...
These are all pretty dark today.
Okay, what if an evil person saved you / changed your life for the better?
Mm. Do you want to just quickly fill your mic a sec before you read out? It's a little bit cutty-outy.
Oh, is it the floor? Maybe it's the floor.
Are you tugging on the yellow?
I'm trying not to.
The floor sand.
How is it? Test, test, test. Hello, can you still hear me? Hello.
Carry on.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, so that hypothetical one more time.
The hypothetical one more time is, what if an evil person saved you / changed your life for the better? So let's say an absolutely atrociously awful person saved your life and changed your life for the better.
Mm-hmm.
How would you react? Adolf Hitler
is a questionable,
shoots a rabid dog trying to maul you. And then cures your sister's nose cancer.
You don't have to read the
That's
whole thing.
Specific. Saying, I cured your... Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. He says something quite derogatory.
Yeah. Well, it's Hitler, for God's sake. Why were you... Okay, the other one. Jeffrey Dahmer pays for your entire wedding and gives you $1 million as a surprise present.
This would have been a better question without the shitty examples.
I know, but I'm giving you the examples. Right. And he takes you off of a railway track, saving you from getting ran over by a train. You're aware of the unforgivable atrocities that these people have caused. So will you show kindness or continue to show hatred?
I'd blast Jeffrey Dahmer in the fucking face first chance I got. I'd say, you stupid son of a bitch, you should have killed me too. And then
thanks for the million.
Yeah,
bitch.
Yeah.
So, I'll wait till after the wedding.
I mean, it doesn't stop them from being a horrible person in terms of the rest of the shit they've done.
No, this is a silly question. I liked the first part of it because ultimately I think it's interesting because it highlights something that I believe. People aren't evil. They are just a product of their environment, right? This is kind of might be overly simplistic, might be somewhat, I don't know, nihilistic, but like, I do think that like, people can do horribly fucked up stuff that they need to be punished or removed from society for, right? I do think that's true. You know, for example, right now in Turkey, people are stealing kids from earthquake zones and selling them into child slavery. Stuff like that's pretty horrible, right? And you're like, how on earth could can people
fucked.
Rationalize making that choice, right? And you're like, they must be evil. They're not. They're probably just had a horrific life as well. They're at where that is somehow normalized, where they can somehow go to sleep at night or somehow feel okay about those things. And how has that happened? It's some form of a product of their environment. So to say something's evil or to rationalize something based on it being evil or good, I think is stupid. However, I also think that having people that are that fucked up in your society is probably not conducive to an effective society. So remove them.
At what point, though? Because you do have to draw the line, don't you?
Yeah.
And therefore label someone as evil so that you can give them due punishment for it.
It's a quick term, definitely. But I don't think that it's really, truly a thing. I don't think you're born evil. You're simply shaped. Your behaviors are shaped to a point where you do fucked up shit, right?
Okay, so you met someone.
Yeah. I've met Jeffrey Dahmer. He sucked me off in the toilets, Jeffrey. And I was like, that was great.
Not Jeffrey, you don't know who this is. He's not famous.
Yeah.
And he's just really, really nice to you. Like, mm-hmm. he takes you out to all the nice places. Mm-hmm. He, like, helps your family. Mm-hmm. He's just, like, he becomes embedded in your life. He sold those kids in Turkey to...
Yeah. Sorry, son. One thing, it's not transactional.
It comes out after the fact, though, so you know...
But is that so, like, often, right, sociopaths are seen as being charismatic. They're seen as, they often get followings and people are like, oh, there's something about him, you know. Same with cult leaders. They tend to be charismatic. They tend to have some sort of magnetism to them. Just because that's true, it doesn't mean that they also, like, you can do good things and still do bad things, right? Like, it's about a culmination of those things.
But what do you do?
What do
knowing
I do?
That person's well, I, done that.
That's what I say. It said. I say, well, you know, lucky me, I benefited from this somehow, but now I'm going to...
You're going to cut them out.
Going to take you out. You got to. Like, what, you're just going to let them go off and do horrible things to other people?
No, I'm just trying to get devil's
advocate. Well, I'm guessing you guys would do the same thing. What would you do?
I'll kill them.
Right. There we go.
But I wouldn't have... Cheers. I mean, a million. That example is fact.
It's very transactional, these examples.
Yeah. But I mean, it doesn't take away what they've already done or the terrible shit they've done.
It's like a lifelong friend, right? Best friend. Turns out this whole time they've been serial killing.
Then that's fucked. You wouldn't want to interact with that person again.
If you let me get away with one more.
There's a sliding scale.
I'd be more fearful of my own life at that point. Because obviously now I know a lot. I know a lot of information about this person and what they've done.
Well, also, like, you...
I'm just trying to get a really controversial opinion.
Trying to get a controversial take. Yeah. See, because I find this quite interesting. What I find more interesting or more telling is whoever originally wrote it clearly sees everything as transactional, which I think is something that's very common.
Right.
Is people see everything as transactional, like weight for weight, like for like, right? Like, is there a sum of money? I think there is, probably. A sum of money where you would look the other way. And that's what they're getting at here, right? So how much would it cost? Like, if somebody gave you £1 billion to ignore the fact they've killed 10 people, and those 10 people were all good people, I'd take the billion.
But no...
I think anyone would.
I think someone's going to ask a question where you got that billion from.
Well, yeah, let's presume they don't.
Because that's the other part. It's like, well, you take the money to kill 10 people.
All of that. Like, there's no problems anymore, is there?
Everyone has a price. Like, yeah, everyone,
I think
has
the
a
guilt
price.
Of that would be fucking terrible.
It'd be huge, yeah. Yeah, it would
and I don't
be.
Like, and the, I don't know what you're buying that's going to make you not know that you've that 10 people died because of you.
Well, it's how much you care, right? So if it's 10
well, yeah,
family
of course,
members,
it is how much you care. But it's just like, I would care.
But like, about who though? Because this is the thing. Like you were saying, well, earlier, if they did something, like when that thing about like, if the person's execution you're going to did something really, really horrific,
sure.
You wouldn't care. You wouldn't care.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't really think people should be killed, but yeah.
Yeah, I think it's complicated. It's very complicated.
But it's just, I didn't want to suck my nan's tits. So it's kind of like, there's a two double-edged sword there.
What about the four-year-old though? They deserve to die.
Well, in that scenario, that is fact, because obviously that's your kid.
Mm. It's not though. It's kind of cool.
No, but it, no, it's your kid. It's your child. You're killing him. Them.
He's too moral.
But then
right.
I know what you mean. It's just that there's four, and also they've grown to be 4 years old, and then
Trot's still bumping around. Suddenly, the room,
then you're in their the head, and you're like, "Wow, I get to take come over." On. Sorry, you're fucked. You're gone.
We're not at that point yet. Trot's still walking around that dark room filled with women that you can't like bumping into. Yeah. No, nice. There's a really good.
Someone make a noise.
There's a clip floating around
I'll
at the
echo
moment.
Locate.
If you're interested, I think one of the best. One of the best arguments I've heard recently, I think it's Ian Hislop talking to Priti Patel on Question Time from quite a couple of years ago. So Ian Hislop's a political commentator. Priti Patel's a ex-Home Secretary / authoritarian nutcase. We've got a few of them in the UK at the moment. Anyway, he was talking to him about the death penalty and about how like it's just so fallible. You know, like it's just like so often people are punished because they, even when they're not guilty. Also, like, what does it say about your society in general if, like, the only solution you can think of is just to kill someone? I think that in more brutalistic scenarios, it does make sense. Like, let's say you're adrift on a ship in space, right? Say there's 100 of you on a colony ship. You're 50 years from Mars. You'll get there eventually. And you've got somebody who, you know, has done something terrible on the ship. You're probably going to shoot them out an airlock, aren't you? Because, like, do you
know, if they're a genuine threat to everyone,
well, that's your isolated with them, so yeah.
Yeah, or do you have like a prison and rehabilitation thing? It's all about money, really. Like, you can, I think you can fix most people, but it's just so fucking expensive to do
just
it.
Cryo freeze the guy. I mean, you're in a spaceship, right?
Yeah.
Make him sleep.
You put him in the bear strangle.
You can be fixed when we colonize a planet.
Well, if it's so hard, it is really hard to fix people.
You need
a whole society of people willing to fix people to fix a whole society's problems, right? Like, as in, if a person's existence is what's caused them to be so fucked up, their existence then needs to be the opposite of that for the rest of their life, which is kind of hard to believe, hard to imagine, right? Unless you had a simulation that an AI could run that would feel like real life. And it's almost like simulation therapy.
Sounds like devs again.
Yeah. These are quite played out concepts. You know, all of my ideas come from popular media that other people have thought of.
Well, that's just humans in general.
Yeah.
We're all building
on the successes of past generations.
We're all open source data points, just absorbing the data from other people and spitting it back out.
And then spitting my nan's milk into Ross's mouth because he refuses to go mouth to tail.
All right, the it's only other way this works is if Smith can
spit
it. Well,
I can't use like a pipe or like a,
no
like
pipes.
A device.
The pipe takes away the magic. This is the thing, Ross. It's all about retaining the magic. If it touches oxygen, if it goes through latex pipes, you know, like...
However, if it can be mixed with saliva and spat, it can... survive.
Yeah, that
oxygen.
Maintains the magic. Are you okay with spit milk?
Just adding layers here. This is
spit milk. Are you down for spit milk?
I'm down for spit milk, yeah.
Dope.
I feel like we could form a good cult.
Of what? Like doing what? The milk thing?
Anything we want. I think we're convincing enough.
Yeah.
And that's why this whole time we've actually been introducing these trigger words.
Oh shit. Mm.
And we can activate you guys at any time. Just so you know.
If
you have listened to all
like the Winter Soldier.
Yeah. We've got it down now.
Yeah.
Cool. Hypotheticals.
Hypotheticals are done. Is there any like news? I feel like also there's a lot of shit that happens like weekly that we could talk about. You know, like I don't know how much of it is like fun to talk
there is
about.
A hilarious
the alien stuff.
The alien stuff was pretty nuts. Although to be honest, it didn't excite me as much as I have been excited in the past because I am.
What is the surveillance stuff?
Yeah, you know, like the stuff they've been shooting down over the US, Canada, all that sort of stuff.
That's not alien stuff, though, is it?
Well, probably not.
But people got all like funny about that. Oh my god, it could be aliens! It's just like a big balloon.
They're just like surveillance
with
balloons,
sensors
aren't they?
On it. Yeah.
Well, one of them's definitely a balloon. The other ones are not necessarily
some lake
the same design. Yeah, there was something over Lake Huron. Like, ultimately, it's probably just different kinds of surveillance tech. I joked and I said, oh man, this other stuff they're shooting down beyond the Chinese balloon. I was like, they're probably in a couple of weeks' time going to have like the Oregon Science Commission going like, hey, you guys shoot down one of our sensors we had over. And that's now something that was said yesterday was like, the Americans were saying they think they might have just been shooting down various institutions like sensors and stuff that they've lost and things like that. Like, because what they did, they narrowed the search. So they used radar and all sorts of other detection methods. Where they would normally ignore smaller items, they basically said, right, let's look at other smaller items floating around the US. Let's neutralize them just in case they are Chinese. It's clearly some shift in policy. There's some reason that they're now neutralizing Chinese spy tech, Russian spy tech maybe, although if the Russian army is anything to go by, I'm not sure they've got the same kind of quality of spy tech that the Chinese might have. But it's kind of more mundane, I think, and that's why I wasn't talking about it too much, because it just feels a bit like sad. Like, not sad, because... you know, the possibility of other aliens coming to the Earth is actually quite a terrifying prospect. Like, there's a lot of reasons behind why it might be a bad thing, because, you know.
Didn't they shoot it down with, like, some sort of... like, well, they missed it at first or something, didn't they?
One of them was... so that was the Lake Huron object. Right. They missed it once with... yeah, they were using an AIM-9X air-to-air missile.
Is that the one that's, like, almost half a million?
Yep. Munitions are expensive. They hit it, but the reason they couldn't hit it very easily is because most of those weapons are with air to air, you're expected to have some sort of heat emission to track or just the size of the object. These objects are apparently quite small, so they were hard to hit with a fast moving munition.
What I don't get is how does a missile cost $500,000? Where does that cost come from? That's not
probably
just
it's
all
probably
resources.
Just being overcharged. It's just like the healthcare system. It's probably all overcharged anyway.
Probably.
It's like,
you're not going to get it anywhere.
There's another
else.
Company. Yeah. The government will just press the button on it. Just all numbers. Right.
Yeah.
Just numbers at the end of the day.
So that's aliens figured out.
That's aliens sorted. They weren't aliens. They were just balloons.
What about the hijack?
The hijack. Oh, somebody hijacked. Oh, yeah, that was it. There was a guy who hijacked a Cadbury's cream egg thing.
Trunk, I think it was.
Yeah,
they stole the most cream eggs ever.
Let me find it. Police recover 200,000 stolen Cadbury's cream eggs after cracking case.
Nice. 200,000.
Huge haul of chocolate, which also included other varieties, is thought to be worth around $40,000.
Oh, what did you do?
Was stolen from a unit in Stafford Park in Telford.
Telford. Happened in Telford.
Center of the universe, Telford,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Arrested a 30-year-old man on suspicion of theft as he was just driving away with a giant... I guess he just... was it an opportunist thing or was he really into a cream
eggs? They hijacked the truck.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
They hijacked a truck full of chocolate.
Well, they didn't know it was... they may
that's
not
that's
known
all
known
the article is as well.
$40,000 is not worth, like, this level of like exposure.
Would you do it for the amount
really
of cream eggs you get there?
That is a good point, though. I don't think I could have... afford $40,000 worth of cream eggs right now, so like
you'd have them for life.
Who are
I don't
you selling?
Like
who are you
either.
Selling those to? Though you're not going to contact
so exactly. It's
all
not
the shops.
$40,000 worth, yeah, without
you're
the distribution.
Not, like, yeah, like yeah. What kind of distribution does that individual have? Is he suddenly going to start up a little shop?
You want cream eggs?
Cream eggs got loads of fucking cream. 200,000 of them, in fact. You want pound?
It's like
go.
Those kids that go to schools and sell like snacks for money, which is genius. You know, like you know when they take like a big box of like fruit whips or whatever the hell they're called. Like
it's
that.
Got, to be fair,
like,
yeah, that's probably
you really need to shift some.
It's probably
weight.
More rife now since they made loads of changes on sugar shit. You know, sugar pricing and whatever.
And like TikToking, and like more and more younger and younger kids are being forced into like having to be industrious and entrepreneurial because otherwise they're going to get fucked by all the inequality.
So you take life into your own hands and hijack a cream egg truck.
This is it, boys. The big heist. GTA Online prepared me for this. So pull down my mask. Give me the cream eggs, get out of the red. Where are the cream eggs and the white ones? What are they like?
The white ones?
The white chocolate ones.
They look all right, yeah.
They look all right. 40 cakes is the score. And then they come in with duffel bags and they put it all in.
Shoving cream eggs
into
the duffel bags.
Oh my God, they've just got a container now somewhere, a shipping container.
Yeah. This article says 31,000, it's not even as much. Even less.
They're losing value.
That's the problem with a lot of criminals. They're stupid.
Right.
That's why white collar crime is so much harder to detect, you know? Because you'd look at that and be like, that's not worth it.
The fraud or not understand it.
Pure daylight.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right, Christopher. That's really good.
Very insightful as well.
It is good.
It's deep.
That is nice. Anything else left?
I don't think so. No,
more wild heists?
No.
That's what gets better than a cream egg heist? Nothing. Mm-hmm. That's it for the week. I hope you've all had a great time as we delve into the dark realities of sucking on Nan's teat.
Oh, I don't even know what the title of this episode, really far.
That's most of the episode.
Just saying.
It's talking about sucking
Nan's
your Nan's
milks,
tits.
The elixir of life.
Does any of your Nans listen to this?
No. My Nan can barely operate her extremely expensive OLED television.
That's good.
That some guy in Curry sold her to her.
Mine's dead.
That's a safer bet.
Doesn't so she did in a way could have stop heard. The magic. Though.
Wow, you don't know.
Does that's
doesn't
true.
Stop the magic?
That's true. The magic's still there.
Until when, though?
Till they finally decompose. Till there's no nip left to suck.
Oh.
The last few months are sad, man. The last
rough.
Few months.
But I gotta live, bro.
The that's problem fucked. Is you've got to warm her up a little bit out of the deep freeze to get the milk flowing.
Right. God, shit. So that's very detailed. Very detailed.
Sometimes our hat chats are just how much can we
gross
get
each other
out of the other people.
Yeah.
And this is one of those.
This is just, definitely
it's very
one of
detailed.
Those.
It's just the detail. Yeah. And the death. The yeah.
Yeah. just be happy it was Nan's tit and not like, you know,
horrible stuff.
Dad's dick. You know, that would be a complicated one, isn't it? You can live forever, but
yeah.
You know.
But or just live a normal life.
Say that. For
or
another.
Just live a normal life. And
or the
die
option, that we didn't really entertain was, yeah, you can live a normal life and not have to.
A lot of
kill your own child.
A lot
or,
of people in the chat were like, "I think death is preferable."
In a way, yeah.
I mean, I respect that. Honestly, I think that's.
I don't agree with it.
You don't agree with it.
I respect.
I'll see them in 200 years.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You'll all be dead.
Nanny, I'm hungry.
All right, anyway, thank you for listening to Hat Chat today. I hope you all have a great week. We'll be back again next week for even more of this. Mm-hmm. I hope you all enjoy it. Thanks again to our patrons for supporting us.
Indeed.
Patreon.com/hatfilms if you want to support us and our other endeavors now. Like, we release more videos and stuff there as well. And if you are musically inclined, like Callum on his guitar, please send a fingal to hatchat@hat-films.com. And until then, please enjoy the full 2:30 of Callum just going to town on his guitar.
Here we go.
Here we go, everybody. Enjoy.
Bye.